So I guess it's safe to say that there won't be a foot reunion.
This is how you want to start this out?
Let's go, hot off the presses.
No foot reunion.
And then on to the next subject.
That's all we can say.
That's all we're gonna say. Pig penis.
I've been only wiping once at the house.
Wait. So early on in the podcast, we discovered
Yeah, I
that
didn't
you don't
know.
wipe enough.
I didn't know how to wipe. Right.
And you're back to your old wicked ways in the old
Well,
cornhole
now
department.
I've just decided that if I'm at home and I'm not going anywhere, there's no
You're gonna
reason to
have a
clean out the crack all the way.
you're gonna
Just
have a
one wipe.
you have a dirty ass?
Yeah, just all day, dude.
If I'm at home and I'm in basketball shorts, who cares if there's a little chocolate in
I'm
there?
just stanking everywhere I step. You know what I mean?
That's my favorite Pusha T song.
Everywhere I step, there's a little bit of a stank.
Well, that's regardless whether or not you wiped your ass or not.
Yeah,
You
that's just
just
the
be
kind of the
stank
way I
stepping.
move. Yeah.
That's because that's because you're an enigma and you're a presence.
That's because I started doing the stanky leg and I never stopped.
Leg still stinks, everyone.
But here at home, there's no reason to. Who am I here to, you know?
What if you get itchy asshole?
Just deal with it.
How do you scratch an itchy asshole?
Carefully.
Do you use your finger?
How do I do it?
How do you personally?
I use my dog's paw.
I think PETA could get us for that.
I don't think so. They enjoy it. If they enjoy it, is it cruelty?
They can't consent to
It's more for them than it is for me. Play the theme song.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, that was the one thing I wanted to talk about.
I figured.
Yeah, it was
So
one of the things.
we're not done with it, I don't think.
I don't want to be done with it.
Okay, good. You just wanted to play the theme song.
I get a good laugh. I got a
Yeah.
good big, hey, got a big good laugh. Just had to do it.
Hey, real quick.
Hey, real quick.
Play the theme song.
I already did it. I'm gonna cut that out.
No, because I think it'd be funny if we do a bit where periodically one of us says play the theme song and then the theme song plays again.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm
Cool.
with
I know. I knew you
you.
would be. Play the theme song.
Will not be fun to edit, but will be very fun on the listen back.
Absolutely. 100%. Play the theme. No, I didn't say it. I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
Yeah, dude, I just don't see a point. You know what I mean? But I get a finger in there. You got to. What else do you do? You get a finger in there, you go wash it.
Can I tell you what I do when I got when I got itchy asshole? Get a wet washcloth
Okay.
and I just get up in there, dude. Clean it all out, and then I feel fresh as a daisy. And I feel like, you know how if you don't wash your car, like it messes up the aerodynamics of the vehicle?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about
Not
having a
wiping your
dirty
bottom.
ass. Yeah. Having a dirty butthole. affects the aerodynamics of this precision instrument.
Sure, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, I do understand. I disagree, but I understand. And
I figured you would.
For me, it's deodorant.
Yeah.
If I got a dry armpit, I'm in a bad mood.
Wait, if you have a dry armpit?
Yeah, I don't like if I gather like if they're rubbing together, I feel like I can't, you know what I mean? Like I feel inhibited.
So you'd rather have a wet armpit?
Well, I'd rather have some deodorant on there.
Oh, okay. No, well, yeah. I get sweaty. So I use an antiperspirant.
Yeah, that's what I also use, but I'm not going to say antiperspirant over and over again.
Right. But you know what we are going to do over and over again? Play the theme song. Stop what?
This will be a lot of work.
Hold on. Stop what?
If you do it too much, I will not do it.
Okay. Stop what?
Playing the theme song.
I got you. Rabbit season, duck season.
Rabbit season, duck season.
I love it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who even knows what season it is? With this weather.
Probably season of the witch if I had to wager a serious guess.
Must be. Supposedly, we're supposed to be getting a storm next weekend.
We're supposed to be getting real cold a night. It's going to be in the 30s.
Oh, it's been that high that here for like the past 2.5 weeks.
Right. High. But I live in Florida.
You live with Flo Rida.
I live with Senor 305.
Yeah.
What if Pitbull did our theme song?
Should we reach out to Pitbull?
Yeah.
What if we got Pitbull on a dog's cops track? Dog cops track.
I think that that's more plausible than him coming on this podcast.
Right.
What if we got Pitbull?
Reason, what if you we know him, right?
Bull, and we could only get Bulldog.
We could only get a Bulldog.
Yeah, we could only get
the neighbors Bulldog. Next door have a Bulldog. Guess what his name is?
Joe Bryath.
Yep, you got it, dude.
What's the Bulldog's name?
Otis.
That's a good name for a Bulldog.
That's a good Bulldog name.
That's a good Bulldog name. What are some more good Bulldog names?
I saw a bit about a stand-up comedian on TikTok asking people about their dogs and about how he was a black comedian talking about black people and white people and the dogs. He said that white people name their dogs human names, which I am vehemently against, which is why my dogs are not. But he said that. So he's like, asked a white lady in the crowd, your dog, what kind of dog is she? And she was like a Shiba Inu. He's like, I don't even know what those words are. And she says, what's your dog's name? Haley. Oh, okay. Of course. Then he goes to a black lady in the crowd, asks her, what kind of dog you got? I don't know. He looks like Wishbone. How'd you get the dog? My sister brought him to me. You didn't pay for it? Huh? Oh, okay. What's your dog's name? Coco.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Then he's like, I want to talk to a brother. Hands the guy the microphone, and he goes, what kind of dog you have? He's got a pit mix. Oh, a pit mix? You pay for it? No. What's your dog's name? Coco. It wasn't planned. It was the funniest thing.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Oh, it was very good. Good bits.
Yeah, I love good bits. What was the second thing you wanted to talk to me about?
Okay. So we big Adam Sandler guys love the Sandman.
Oh yeah, we are a pro Sandler podcast.
Big time.
Yesterday. All right.
Once again, something that could have been brought to my attention yesterday.
Hey, Mama says, play the theme song.
My mama said alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth. But no, I listen theme to song. Yeah. So we watched Grown Ups again. There's a line. The movie is centered around Adam Sandler's character, Lenny Fader, and his five friends that won this basketball rec league championship tournament in 1979. And their coach dies. And that's what brings them back to their hometown to celebrate and things like that. And there's a line at the beginning of the movie where they're at the funeral, where Adam Sandler's friend, the guy with the lazy eye, and then the other dude, he's a famous comedian. I just can't think of his name. But they're like, they're like, oh, over there, Mr. Hollywood. They're looking at him at the funeral, and he's a Hollywood agent. If you don't remember what his job is, he's an agent to the stars.
I'll never forget.
Yeah. And then I swear, this is the line. He goes, you think he manages Hulk Hogan? The guy goes, no way. Just like, what for do you us. Think?
It's what do you think Terry Bollea's manager is?
I don't know.
Well, actually, we know who manages Terry Bollea.
We sure do.
Jimmy Hart,
the mouth of the South.
Yeah, that's a given.
But it was very funny. Yeah, just like, does he manage Hulk Hogan? No way. He couldn't get Hulk.
I think I'm out on wrestling.
Yeah, it's that weird spot that you kind of go through throughout the year where you get into the lull, but Rumble's in next weekend, you know. So
and then I'll be fully rocked up for wrestling once more.
Yeah, I've been out for a little while. I'm excited to get back in and pay attention to some stuff, but it's just so hard that like I see everything that happens on social media. Like I keep up with the main stuff that's going on, but like,
and it's like, do I like watch this recap that's 5 minutes? Or do I sit down and watch 3 hours of television?
Yeah, it's a lot.
You're gonna pick the recap 9 times out of 10.
Pick the recap as you should.
Yeah,
but I'm Royal Rumble. Anything can happen. A lot of people saying Cody Rhodes might be the forbidden door entrant, supposedly.
If that happens,
he should win.
I will explode.
Yeah, even if it's Cody.
Even if it, especially if it's Cody,
explode in a bad way or a good way.
Good way. Think okay. about all the stuff that has happened okay. that has made him look like a heel, and he's still trying to be a baby face. All the stuff that he's done directly in the face of WWE. The biggest heel move for Cody
is to
go back.
Yeah,
that he will be the ultimate heel.
I mean, that's a good point for sure.
Yeah. And apparently he doesn't have a contract.
Yeah, that's what, you know, part of the
rumor
buzz is about. Yeah. But I mean, it would be so much better if it was like Punk. If it was, you know.
Yeah, definitely. But will it be Punk? No.
But who else? There's three guys you want to see in that spot, right?
Yeah.
And it's Punk, you know, Cody Rhodes, and Kenny Omega. And if it's not any of those guys, I could care less.
I would be okay with Mox too.
But he's been in WWE. The Forbidden Door is part of, you know what I mean? There's a chance that a name like Mox or even Daniel Bryan, I think, could go back to WWE. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The biggest one, I mean, and I don't like the guy, but if Omega came to the WWE, I mean,
you would also come.
It's a glass shatter, dude. It's the Stone Cold moment.
Yeah, you're right. But like I said, you would also come.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah.
I've been reading comic books.
You've been reading a lot of comic books, buddy.
I have. I like them now. So after I watched Spider-Man, I craved more stories.
Because you need them.
Because I need them. I need my entertainment, baby. And comic books are super easy to read. You could finish one in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, shit, I'm going to start reading comic books. And I started with Nightwing because they're doing a really good run right now. If you want to start a really good Nightwing story, start with issue 78 and then go all the way to the currents.
It's good.
And super good. You didn't read it, but it's good. Austin refuses to get back into comic books with me. And I was like, I just want you to share this thing with me. And you always say, I don't have time.
Can I show you why I don't want to get back into comics?
Yeah.
Vamp.
Okay. Play the theme song. He's going to hate me for that. He's going to be so upset when he gets back. Whenever he comes back and then I say, play the theme song, he's going to be so ticked. I'll tell you what he's going to get right now. He's going to go get a big box of comics, I think. That's the only thing that makes sense. All right. And now that... And now you're muted. Hello?
I have a lot of collectibles.
Yeah. I said play the theme song 6 times while you're
there. I'm not doing that.
We'll see.
This is...
I also found out that I cannot vamp without you.
Oh, Shane sat in a cardboard box. Or I sat in a cardboard box.
Is it chock full of commies?
This is one of like 6 boxes I have. This is a cardboard box filled to the brim, dude, of just nonsense. And I can't continue to collect. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you want to send those my way, you know where I live.
I have a couple of those Scooby Apocalypse comics I was telling you about.
That's number 1.
This is number 7.
Oh, okay.
This is number 6 with Velma on the front.
She's a looker. You a Velma or a Daphne guy?
Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Are we talking the cartoon character or a cosplay?
Yes.
Which one?
Both.
Cartoon, Daphne.
Okay.
Cosplay?
Velma. She got that ass. She got a pretty cool butt and boobs on her.
Yeah. I got Injustice, dude. I got freaking... whatever this is.
I didn't know that it was that deep.
I have so many. That's why I quit doing comics and switched over to figures and things like that, because I don't want more of these.
Okay, well, riddle me piss real quick. Okay. Why don't you read them digitally like I had sent you the website for?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll read this book right here.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a Batman book. Are you ready for this?
Is that children's book that you read me the first time we hung out?
No.
Okay.
Austin Wayne Jones, age 3, looked out the taxi cab window. My grandparents are cool. They got me and Peyton each like this little storybook when we were kids, and it's me and Batman saving this toy store.
That's cool.
And Peyton's has got Superman and Wonder Woman and Mr. Mixel Pitlick, which say that 5 times fast if you're a toddler.
Mr. Pickwick.
You got it.
Mr. Piss and Lick Tits.
Mr. Piss and Lick.
Mr. Piss and Lick Tits.
I got Before Watchmen. I mean, I got Lobo. Okay. I got Birds of Prey. I got all of it.
Okay. Why don't you read them digitally?
I don't have time.
Will you?
I got Zatanna.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you read Nightwing with me as my friend, just read Nightwing.
Just read Nightwing.
Just from 78 and then catch up so that every month we can talk about what happened to Nightwing. Nightwing. Okay.
I picked this up for you, not knowing what it was and forgot about it.
Oh, shit. I remember you saying, hey, I got you this.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm very excited about that.
There's that,
also, did Raven you buy those backboards and sleeves, or can I ask for those?
You have to buy them, but I think they're like 15 cents. At least 15. Oh. They're not crazy. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because I was looking into it.
These are in here. That's New 52 The Flash. Like, that's a volume one.
Yeah.
Batman, The Dark Knight, Sinestro.
Are those all
Earth 2.
Batman, those Superman. Are those all graphic novels?
Justice League 3000. Yeah, they're the volumes. They're all the comics put together. Like,
yeah. If you try, to get rid of those.
I like these.
I know you do. I'm reading Batman 66 right now, and I'm having a great time. It's so stupid. I love it.
Interested in this.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, right now. When we get off, I'll show you my Blackest Night stuff.
Sick.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So that's why you won't do commies.
I just have too many. You know what I mean? I just have too many of them. And I don't want to get back into paying for these again because they're expensive.
They're okay in the grand scheme of things. If you buy a bunch, they are. If you're particular about what you buy, they're not that expensive.
But I'm not like that.
I know you aren't. You need it all.
I need it. I can't do. Yeah. I want all the connecting issues. I want all of it. I want the variant covers.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't get into variant covers. I bought one variant cover this time, though, just because it had Carnage and Venom on it.
Okay.
Even though Carnage and Venom weren't in the issue.
But you bought it just because Carnage and Venom.
Well, I bought it because I'm reading Amazing Spider-Man. I'm reading the current run right now, and it sucks.
Mm-hmm. You don't like it? Why don't you like it?
Well, it's not that I don't like it. It's just like, it's not giving me much.
Yeah.
Because right now, spoiler alert, Peter Parker is in a wheelchair because he got hurt, and he's recovering in Portland with his wife, Mary Jane. Because, of course, Peter Parker moved to Portland. And Ben Reilly is the current Spider-Man in New York.
And you don't like that?
I like it and I don't.
Yeah.
I like the separate story because they just came out with Ben Reilly number one. And I read it and it's great. And I'm excited to see where that goes because the whole thing is him going to therapy and dealing with being a clone and not having family ties and him figuring his way through this life. And I think that's pretty cool. Yeah. Comic books are fun.
Hey, what are you doing?
Comic books are fun. The guy that was at the comic book shop was really nice to me.
And that's always good. They're not always like that.
Yeah. Because I told him, I said, this is the first time I've bought a comic book since I was like 13. And he goes, oh, well, welcome back. He's like, it's a lot better because you have more money to spend as an adult. And I said, yeah, that's also a problem. While you're doing that, while you're looking through that, play the theme song.
Want to just wrap this one up?
You don't have anything else to say?
I don't think so.
What was the third thing? Do you remember?
I don't.
Okay.
Maybe it had something to do with pants. I don't remember, though.
Did it have something to do with shoes? Possibly feet. Possibly a foot. Possibly foot reunions not happening.
Never happening again.
You can follow me on all forms of social media at Shane is Rad. You can follow Austin at Colonel Austin Jones. Follow the podcast at Nice Boys Podcast on all forms of social media. Our theme song is Outrageous off the EP Zang by the band Dog Cops. Follow Dog Cops. Also, send your nudes to Dog Cops. Dog Cops want to see your titties. All right. See ya. You got anything to say, Bubba?
Hang on. I just typed into Google why you shouldn't wipe. You should wipe. It's very bad. No one's even joking about not wiping. So wipe your bottom.
If you can take anything from this podcast, it's wipe your ass.
Front to back. We'll see you.
Pokemon garbage!